We'll be joined by two of the members of the Chilean group Inti Illimani. They were one of the leading exponents of the new Chilean song movement. Also with me will be Miguel Cordova, who played with the band Apracoa, another of the leading groups in the new Chilean song movement. They are all now living in exile from Chile. We'll be hearing some of their music and speaking in just a couple of minutes. Inti Illimani will be performing Wednesday evening at Irvine Auditorium at the University of Pennsylvania. I'll have the details for that on that concert for you in a moment. First, let's listen to a selection from their new album. The album is called Palimpsesto, and we're going to hear a dance performed by Inti Illimani. Heard a dance from the new Inte Illimani record, Palimpsesto. With me are two of the members of the band Inte Illimani, and a third performer from Philadelphia, formerly from Chile, who performs music from the New Chilean Song Movement. In the early 1960s, the New Chilean Song Movement developed in Chile. The songs combined traditional, contemporary, and classical music. The lyrics were about social injustice and the desire for freedom. The New Song Movement flourished in 1970 when Salvador Allende was elected president. In 1973, Allende was assassinated. Under Pinochet's military coup, some of the leaders of the New Song Movement were killed, others were jailed. All of the songs associated with the movement were banned. This music, though banned in Chile, has inspired other Latin American countries with other New Song movements. Exiled Chilean musicians are still playing these songs in other countries around the world. With me are musicians of two of the bands of the New Chilean Song Movement. Max Baru is a percussionist and lead singer with Inte Illimani, and Jorge Coulon is a guitar player and bamboo flute player. Inte Illimani is comprised of six performers who together play 16 instruments. The group was organized in 1967 when they were students at the State Technical University in Santiago. During Allende's presidency, they performed in theaters, on television and radio, as well as in schools and factories. They were touring Europe when Allende was shot. They've since been living in exile in Italy, where they've worked with Italian film director Federico Fellini. Inte Illimani is in Philadelphia to perform Wednesday evening at the Irvine Auditorium at the University of Pennsylvania. They'll be sharing the bill with singer Holly Nair. For more information about that, there's a phone number you can call. It's 726-6642. Also with me on Fresh Air is Miguel Cordova, formerly of the Chilean New Song Folk Ensemble, Apercoa. He is a guitarist and songwriter and composer. In 1970, he wrote Canto General, a canto oratorium based on a volume of poems by Chilean poet Pablo Neruda. He left Chile 1 month after the coup, emigrated to France. He moved to Philadelphia to study at the University of Pennsylvania in 1978. He recently received his doctorate from the University in Regional Science. He's organized a group in America called Chacabuco that plays music inspired by the new Chilean song movement. Inte Illimani will perform again Wednesday night in Philadelphia at the Irvine Auditorium on the University of Pennsylvania campus, 34th and Spruce Streets. For more information, 726-6642 is the phone number. Welcome, everybody, to Fresh Air. Very nice to have you here. Let me ask you to start by describing the origins of the New Song Movement.
Yes, the first thing that I want to say is my English is very bad. We speak many languages, but all in Spanish. the movement of the New Chilean Song was born before that. His name is coming after that the movement was a reality very strong in Chile, and we always like to call like the mother of this movement, Violeta Parra. I think Miguel can speak a little bit about Violeta Parra.
Yes, Violeta Parra, well, now she's dead. She was one of the leading figures in the folk and popular music in Chile. She was a singer as well as a song maker. And she had toured out of Chile and stayed in Paris for a long time. Then he came back to Chile in the early 60s. At that time, there was all these people, you know, in Chile playing music and putting ensembles together. And she was sort of like a guide. She was a fine folk poet and singer.
What was the difference between the music that got started with the New Chilean Song Movement and the music that had come before? Was it, were the lyrics different? Yes. Was the music different?
No, there are many differences. But there are many differences also between the different groups or different singers of the New Chilean, the New Chilean Song. It is a name for a very big movement, no exactly musical movement. There are many kinds of music into this movement. But it was an idea behind these singers and these groups. Our experience, I think Miguel has a similar experience, was in the university. We were university students. And through the radio, through television or cinemas, we were bombed by the bad North American music, the more commercial North American music in the parties. I don't know, the young people danced only this kind of music, not the good North American music, but the commercial music. And we began to ask ourselves what means to be Chilean. What means to be Chilean? What is Chile? What is Latin America? And we discovered in this time the work of Violeta Parra, the work of other people too. Patricio Mans, Victor Jara was working, a Cuncumén group, but were very isolated. And we began to discover the fantastic sound of many instruments, musical instruments of other countries in Latin America, Bolivian instruments, Peruvian instruments, Venezuelan instruments. And we began to work with these sounds. This is the experience of our work. We began to make a new music for us, but was a new music for us, but was very old music. And we saw in front of us a really big possibility, a big way to work, to make music, to explain ourselves musically, with a very, very rich material that was absolutely forget. I don't know if...
If I can follow up a little there. Really, in Latin America... Latin America goes all the way from Mexico, Central America, South America, right? The variety of music, ethnic music that you can find in different countries, the variety of instruments, wind instruments, bamboo flutes, different types of guitars, it's enormous. And perhaps one of the greatest contributions of the New Chilean Song was to retrieve all this material and make a, you know, sort of a synthesis of all these enormous and interesting backgrounds to put this together, you know, in this New Chilean Song, keeping at the same time, you know, the roots of the Chilean and Latin American rhythms or themes, plus the social contents, which is, you know, the important part is the social significance of the New Chilean Song, which is of high quality and musically very attractive, but also with a social contents and political sharpness that had never been put together before.
Well, let's listen to one of the pieces of music that we're referring to. We're going to hear a piece by Intey Ilmani called Tatati.
And Tatati.
Thank you. Okay, my Spanish is quite bad.
No, it's okay. Only it's important because the name is an onomatopoeia of the sound.
Tatati, tatata.
It's the accent, right. It's the accent okay. of the strings singing.
Got it. Do you want to say a little bit about this song and how it was played
yes.
in Chile?
This song has two histories. It's an example of our intent of work. It's because we don't work to make music of museum, ethnic music. We are very interested in the ethnic music, but we want to be a contemporary musician, to be to make songs of this time. And this is a piece where you find together the tiple, is a metal string guitar from Colombia, together the charango, is the little mandolin from Bolivia, with the flute and guitar. Is a mixture of instruments of different parts of Latin America. And the other history is a sentimental history for us. This song was during 3 years the characteristic music before Salvador Allende spoke to the country. Every time Salvador Allende spoke in radio network to all the country, before that was playing this song.
What are your memories of hearing this on the radio, Miguel?
Well, very sad today, because they bring up, you know, all those times in Chile, those 1,000 wonderful days that we were doing so many things, and we had so much hope on the future of our country, that unfortunately today we're struggling to get perhaps to ground zero from where we started at that time. So it's very touchy, I would say, because as a matter of fact, it's one of the last songs I heard from our radio in Chile during the day of the putsch. That song was playing, and then it was violently interrupted in the radio. It was the last thing on the air of our wonderful 1,000 days of our experience in Chile.
Okay, well, let's hear Inte Ilmani from their album Viva Chile, and this is Tata Ti.
Desde el hondo crisol de la patria se levanta el clamor popular, ya se anuncia la nueva alborada, todo Chile comienza a cantar, recordando al soldado valiente.
My apologies, we were listening to Vince Ramos. We'll now listen to Tata Ti, the song that we were referring to before, that was played every time before Allende spoke in Chile. So this is Tata Ti from the album Viva Chile, performed by Inte Ilmani.
Thank you.
Inte Illimani and their recording of Ta Ta Ti, a record that was played before Allende spoke while Allende was president in Chile. And the band Inte Illimani will be performing Wednesday night at the Irvine Auditorium at the University of Pennsylvania campus, sharing the bill with Holly Nair. For more information, you can call 726-6642. How else did Allende use your music and other similar bands' music during his presidency? You know, was it integrated into the official culture of Chile?
I think it was a symbolic gesture, because all our movement was a little bit not completely, but was a little bit underground before Allende.
Before Allende, yeah.
Yes, and when Allende went to the government, the first thing that he wants to change it was the image of the government, to the image, like sound image in the television. And before Allende, the president spoke after a military march in the radio. It was a change. It was a change. I mean, very important for the people. And I don't know, the characteristic music of television, national television, that was made for us with a theme of Victor Jara, was in the same way, and was before, I don't know, a symphony. It's nothing against the symphonies, but maybe something against the military march, but... But there was a change of image for the people was important, because for the first time they hear their own instruments or the instrument that the groups who played in the streets or in the manifestation was the same music in the official. It was an identification, I think, important. It's a little bit hard to speak of official artist. In this way, all the government was not official. it was a strange kind of government, not an officialization of the artist.
What else changed in your life when Allende became president?
It changed it all, I think.
What else changed?
I think it changed it all, because for the first time, the sensation that I remember very, very well is the sensation of that we were the master of the country. I love more my city, the streets. I go out of my house. I don't remember time in my house during 3 years. It was always a different relationship with the people. It was very, very intensive experience. It was an experience of happiness, I think.
I could say that probably we could ask Max also to tell us his experience, because you see, Max had been born in Ecuador. He was born in Ecuador, and he was in Chile as an exchange student when he joined the Inti Illimani band. And so perhaps he can also tell us, you know, from his perspective, from, although today Max is even more Chilean than we are, but he might also tell us, you know, because would be interesting, de cómo tú viste el proceso cuando ganó Allende, cómo te sentiste tú observando eso.
Para mí fue una experiencia maravillosa porque era la primera vez que participaba activamente en la política.
It was a marvelous experience because I was participating for the first time in politics.
En la forma como lo hacíamos con el arte, nosotros colaboramos en la campaña en todo el país. Hicimos centenares de conciertos.
We were collaborating to have Allende come to office, touring the country and performing hundreds of times.
Y me pude dar cuenta que lo que hacíamos nosotros estaba reflejando el espíritu de todo un pueblo.
And what we noticed was that the music that we had put together was not only music that was nice and that we had created, but we discovered that this music was a reflection of what the people was really feeling.
Fue tan importante esto que yo, siendo ingeniero mecánico, abandoné la carrera de la ingeniería para continuar en la carrera de la música.
I was so impressed with this response from the people in Chile that although I was a mechanical engineer, I abandoned the professional field to become a full-time musician until today.
Porque en definitiva lo más importante en el ser humano es hacer lo que a uno realmente le gusta y con lo que uno se siente identificado.
Because I think that the most important for a human being is to do that which makes the human being happy and with that which makes the human being to feel integrated to the world.
Let me explain that translating is Miguel Cordova, who was a Chilean emigre, and just speaking was Max Baru, who's a percussionist and lead singer with the band Inte Illimani. A lot of this musical activity started off in the universities. Did the New Song Movement symbolize the coming together of academics and intellectuals at the university with other people of Chile through this mm-hmm. through music and through the message expressed in the music?
Chile has this curiosity because the most of the members of the New Chilean Song came born in the universities, came not from the conservatory but from the technical careers. We have born like a group in the Faculty of Engineering in the Technical University. Aparcoa was a group born in architecture.
We were a group that was formed by people of students of the School of Architecture.
and for many time the National Conservatory don't give musician to this to this moment, but after we found them and it was very important for all of us. But this was an important movement in the universities in Chile. I don't know how is the situation here, but in Italy where we live, or in France or in Germany where we know very well, there are not absolutely the cultural activities that we had in Chile, in the universities in Chile at that time. And the university was really the mind of the country in all the sense, the mind for imagination, for work, and was very open to the society. Our university, the Technical University, was had a very, very interesting activity in this dominion, and I think there is a book of Enrique Kirber, who was the rector of our university, who lives now in New York. There is a book very interesting. I don't know how is the name in English.
Oh, I don't have that out of mind.
About his experience, like the rector of this university, absolutely open to the community. Not only in abstract, but in the part of the city where the university was a center of activities for all the people.
If I may, Terry, there are probably two elements which may give a very good clue to why is it that this New Chilean Song has been surviving and developing and spreading throughout. There were two core elements, as Jorge was explaining. You see, before that, the integration of intellectuals, of academically trained musicians, composers, etc., had been very, very, very little, very infrequent. The New Chilean Song actually sort of triggered a massive integration of those people that were more sensitive to the needs of the people and the poor. And academically trained composers, academically trained musicians follow suit after the New Chilean Song to get into the movement. The other thing is that you have to realize that when we say the university in Chile, it's not exactly the same setup of the United States. They're all public universities except for a few private universities. And at that time, the reason why the New Chilean Song came out of the university and not from a grassroots, place or type of organization is because the people were so oppressed that didn't have just about no outlet to really express what the new Chilean song was able to express. But the good thing is that although it was a university that, you know, housed people like us and other people to do this, we were doing it in relationship to what was exactly the feelings and the needs of the people. So we were accomplishing a good mission from the point of view of the university.
I'd like to play one of the recordings that your band of that period, Aparcoa, did. You were a member of that band. Can you tell us a little bit about this band and introduce the record for us?
Yes, well, as we were saying, we were originally architecture students, and we started our life as a group almost at the same time as Inti Illimani and Quilapayún, and we participated all together with many other, you know, performers, some of them dead today, in hundreds of joint concerts and rallies, and before Allende, during Allende, and then after Allende also, in a work in exile. And the tune that we're going to listen now probably is very interesting from several points of views. The first thing is that it's taken out of the last speech that Salvador Allende was able to give during the day of the military putsch, because before he was assassinated. So a current member of Inti Illimani, the brother of Jorge Culón, who is here now with us, Marcelo Culón, he made the music with words of that speech. And in one of the tours that Aparcoa was in Europe, after the putsch, of course, we got together, he gave us this theme, we put it together, and it was recorded. So here we have, you know, a sort of a synthesis of so many things of collaboration and you know, and that's what basically it's a hope song for the future of Chile.
Okay, let's hear it. And this is the band Aparcoa.
Tengo fe en Chile y su futuro, superarán otros hombres el momento en que pretende imponerse la traición. Sigan sabiendo ustedes, compañeros, que se abrirán las grandes alamedas por donde pase el hombre construyendo para siempre su libertad. Y se su libertad. Estas son mis últimas palabras, con la certeza que mi sacrificio y el de ustedes en vano no será. Sigan sabiendo, queridos compañeros, que una sanción moral castigará esta traición, cobarde felonía, y este momento amargo y gris. Y se abrirán las grandes alamedas por donde pase el hombre construyendo para siempre su libertad. Y se abrirán las grandes alamedas por donde pase el hombre construyendo para siempre su libertad.
It's a song that featured the band Aparcoa, and I've just been told that that song has just been recorded underground in Chile. And my guests are two of the members of the band Inti Illimani, which will be performing this Wednesday evening at the University of Pennsylvania in the Irvine Auditorium, and Miguel Cordova, who is a member of the band Apercoa, whose record we just heard, and they're all old friends and used to know each other and play together in Chile. The members of Inte Ilmani now live in Italy. Miguel Cordova now lives in Philadelphia. Jorge, you and the other members of the band were on a European tour at the time of Allende's assassination and the coup. You decided not to go back. Did you have any choice in the matter?
No, there was not an our decision. We had at that time we were in a cultural embassy of the Chilean government. We had the official passport, and there was a tratativa.
There were some kind of negotiations.
Negotiation with the Chilean embassy in Rome to have a new passport. But we had the passport that don't permit us to return in Chile. We are forbidden to return in Chile. It's not our choice. After when this passport was finished, they didn't give us a new passport, and we traveled for 5 or 6 years with an Italian document. And after 4 years ago, we had a new passport, Chilean passport, but with L. And this L means that we can't go back in Chile. You can see it's the L.
This is right, the so L there's an L the stamped on the passport.
We can't go back in Chile. We must say in this way that we found in Italy a new fatherland. Really, we
said in the United States it said mother fatherland or motherland.
Yes, and the situation now is that we want to come back in Chile. We have the right to live in our country. This is the situation, and we are doing all that is possible to return to live there.
I could add something that he will not say, I'm sure, that because he's very modest, that while they have been in Italy, Inti Illimani has become a national figure of the arts in Italy. It's not only within the framework of the folk traditional music, but across the board of all types of music, including heavy metal. They compete hand-to-hand with heavy metal. And this is not a joke. It's true. And they're up in the ratings above this pop music, you know.
1 year was funny because our record were second in the hit parade after Pink Floyd only.
Really?
Yes. It was funny. In Italy, we are very, very known, yes.
Why do you want to go back to Chile? Because you'd probably be in danger if you went back, right? I mean, even if they let you in, you wouldn't be able to play your music.
I don't think so. We are less in danger than other people because we are well known. But this is it's a problem of dignity. We have dignity. We have the right to live there. It's we are now in 11 years in exile. I don't know which crime merit this punishment. I don't miss nothing for this punishment. And it's our right to live there. We will continue to work over the world. And now we live in Italy, but we make concerts everywhere. But we can live in Chile and make concerts everywhere. Is this our...
Our goal.
Yes. Let's hear another record from your new album. And we're going to hear La Fiesta de la Tirana. And
sí, La Fiesta de la Tirana is a fest in the north of Chile. Many fests in Latin America, the most of fest popular fest in Latin America, were the fest for the divinities of the Indians. And after with the arrival of Spanish culture, Spanish domination, Spanish religion too, became fest of the Catholic Church. But the tradition is very, very hard. And this is a fest for the Madonna, como se dice, la Virgen.
Yeah, the Virgin, you the know, like Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary, but the has a heavy, heavy characteristic pagan. And we were there sometimes. It's a very, very popular fest in the north of Chile. It's a little town who during the year has 2,000 inhabitants, and during the fest has 200,000. And we recreate this theme. It's a popular theme. We recreate with a canon and some surprises.
Okay, let's listen to it from the latest Entei El Mani record. It's called Palimpsesto, and it's on the Redwood record label. A selection from the new Entei El Mani record Palimpsesto, that's on Redwood Records. And with me are two of the members of that band, and Miguel Cordova, who is a Chilean exile now living in Philadelphia, and he was formerly of the Chilean band Apricoa. Well, the kind of music that we've been listening to has been banned in Chile. Is there any underground that continues to either record or perform the music that we've been hearing and discussing?
Yes, the situation now is very special. I don't know if the people who hear this program know the situation is in Spain before the death of Franco. It's a little bit like this. There are many, many spaces of liberty that the people have conquered. And this situation very articulate, this is in movement always. But after the takeover, this kind of music and these instruments were forbidden in Chile. And there is a very interesting story because in that time is born a group called the Barroco Andino, who played Bach and Vivaldi and Telemann with these instruments. And they began to play.
Bamboo flutes.
Yes.
Play
yes. And they began to play in the churches, in the student circles. And they trajeron nuevamente, ¿cómo se dice? They brought back this instrument at legality. And it's interesting because this musician played a role of against the repression. Some century after, but after that, this instrument reconquered his legality, his right to exist. It came out a big movement again, because it was not a movement of some people. It was a national movement in the young people in the schools. And now we have again a big movement in Chile with many groups, and we have two realities. There are the official or the legal music, and very, very important thing in this way, groups like Santiago del Nuevo Extremo, Ortiga, many folk singers, the kind of folk singer that you know here, that we had very little before. Now we have many folk singers and cantautores, they call themselves in Chile. And the other part, there are groups and people who make records or cassettes with songs against the government, against the dictature. This is the underground, the illegal movement. But this is the same tree.
So the music has come full circle. It started underground.
Then yes, but we have records in Chile now. Our group. Have,
oh, really? That are for sale?
Two or three records, yes. The two records before this last were instrumental only. And a little they began to go in at the light. And now this one is go out the last year. Is completely with the song for Nicaragua, with all. This is a conquest.
One thing should be said, though, is that the fact that you can find today records from Inti Illimani in Chile, and you can find cassettes of different types, has not been granted, you know, by goodwill from the part of the Chilean authorities, the military dictatorship. Is the result of a long struggle of the Chilean people inside the country, where they have employed just about all kinds of ways of resistance. And that is, you know, a result that we're very proud of.
Well, we're out of time. I want to thank you all for being here. Thanks very much. And it's been nice to listen to your music and to hear about your lives. I want to spell the name of the group, Inti Illimani, because if you're interested in finding any of their work, you might want to know how it's spelled. It's Inti-Illimani. So that's Inti Illimani.